All right, it's time now for Save Water Santa Fe with La Mera Mera, Christine Chavez, and El Mero Mero, Bob Wood. It's the one and only dynamic duo of water conservation.
Yep.
Good morning. All right, good to see you guys.
Yeah, nice to see you too, Esteban. Thanks for having us today, and thanks everybody for listening to Save Water Santa Fe. Bob and I are in the studio together. Normally that doesn't happen, so I'm excited to.
Well, you're usually busy. I'm busy, so it's hard to match schedules sometimes.
It is, but it's great to be here with you today, Bob.
Happy Thanksgiving, pre-Thanksgiving week here.
I know. Yeah, I can't believe it's already Thanksgiving. It's all a blur. Like Halloween was a blur. Now yes. Thanksgiving is the year.
And Christmas and New Year's, it's that time of year. But I've got a few opinions on that we'll get into once we get more into this about things to do on Black Friday.
There you go. Well, let's send some shout-outs. Good morning to everybody in your office, Christine, Bob. I want to send good morning to everybody there, and thank them and you all for what you all do. Appreciate it.
I'd like to throw a quick shout-out to our T&D crews, the transmission development, the people that get out there. The weather has been cold. It's been hard, but yet I've seen them going out every day doing repairs, broken water lines. And this has got to be one of the worst times of year to be all wet out in the middle of the street type of thing. So some shout out to them for the exemplary work that they do in such conditions.
Yeah, and we did have Lucas on the show last week, and he really talked about, you know, the work that they do, the sacrifices that they make. So, yeah, definitely a shout-out to our T&D crews and to all of our city employees who listen to the show. We hear a lot of feedback, I think mostly just city employees who are listening in. And so, yeah, it's great to be a part of the organization, and thank you for all that you do.
Well, and, you know, the winter can be a particularly challenging time with the elements when there's emergencies, like, you know, we were listening to, you know, Lucas in your conversation last week, when there's, you know, got to get to work and fix things. And oftentimes, you know, there's some tough conditions for folks to have to deal with. So we appreciate that. Very cool. Well, thank you for the shout outs and great way to start out the program. So we're talking about what today?
Well, so Bob and I were talking a little bit before the show started about what we want to cover today, and we certainly have some tips for our listeners or some ideas relative to the holidays. But before we get into that, I think I want to kick off a little bit with some of the work that we are pivoting to in water conservation. I feel like the last, you know, maybe even 5 years, the program sort of has been under some sort of transition. You know, we were so fortunate to have Jesse Roach come on board. Jesse is a super, super smart guy. And with that, in 5 years, I think we've accumulated like 4 or 5 different technical tools that we've never had available to us before. We have these dashboards, and I don't know, when we think about a dashboard, I don't know what everyone thinks of first, but basically they're just computer sort of models that help us look at the city. We can look at tree coverage across the city. We can look at where water use is more concentrated in different parts of the city. And so now we have this tool instead of us, you know, sort of trying to figure out those targets on our own. Now we have really, really data-driven tools that can help us identify targets, you know, that will allow us to save a ton of water. And so we have the dashboards, we have the water resources indicator, which we've talked about quite a bit. We have the committee working on that tool right now. We're going to soft launch it again in the spring. But this tool is really going to help us communicate stages of drought with the public. In the past, you know, there's lots of headlines, there's lots of things happening on the Colorado River Basin. You know, there's definitely is always concern about the availability of water. And we're very concerned about that, obviously, here in Santa Fe, too. But this tool will actually allow us to communicate to our public where we are relative to drought, relative to the water resources that we have. So it looks at the water in the reservoirs, you know, the groundwater pumping capacity. It looks at regional drought conditions. I mean, it looks at the water in the river, and it takes all those variables into consideration so that we can identify whether we're in one, whether we are in one of four stages of drought. And in every stage of drought, you know, we're going to be asking our community to respond in different ways. And so these are policy responses that we're developing that are kind of like time of day. You know, you don't want to irrigate, you know, in the middle part of the day when it's the hottest and all your water is going to evaporate. We like for people to water outside of those hours, things like that. But we have that tool. And then now we also have a stewards model. And stewards is a big acronym for lots of different scientific terms. But this is like a what if model, you know, where our team can go in and say, okay, there's a water close to the fire shed. Let's go ahead and you know, shut that resource down until we can control the situation. And let's you know, simulate whether or not we can pull water or run water from other parts of the city and still maintain demand. Like, it's just so technical.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
It really is.
Kind of the other amazing part is being able to use all of these different programs, whatever you want to call them, dashboards, to look forward, to look where are you going to be in 6 months, in a year, in 5 years, in 20 years, and planning for that. That's what's amazing about the water company. It's we're always planning ahead. It's, you know, everything's concentrated, you know, on you know, now is your shower, now is your working, and all the other things. But knowing that it's going to be here for my children, my grandchildren, is also important to everybody at the city.
The stewards model. That's amazing. It almost sounds like is AI in there? I don't know. It seems
not
like
yet, but not yet. I'm
Can you
sure
imagine
it's coming.
Data modeling with powered by AI stuff. I mean, this whole world is changing so fast. Technology.
Yeah. I don't know. My intelligence has always been artificial.
Well, you know what we say about us here at the radio studios is I'm here because there's nothing artificial about me. Nor intelligent. That's okay. But that's that's why I push buttons for a living right here behind the board here. But we're glad to have the experts like you guys here to like share what's happening, because water conservation, it's a scarce resource. We have to take care of it. It's really that dire. And if you don't trust us, ask Vegas. If you don't trust us, ask Phoenix. If you don't trust us, ask.
Yeah.
I mean, even down the road, really sad. I mean, Vegas only had one source of water. And when they had their fires and the flooding, you know, Santa Fe's blessed. I've learned from your program that we have multiple sources that we could draw from. But, you know, all of that comes with responsibility to take care of.
And maintenance,
yeah. So being powered by technology and tools, having that knowledge and wisdom, you know, knowledge is power. So data-driven decisions, that's awesome.
That's definitely where we are transitioning. You know, we've done lots of really great work in the community, just kind of picking the low-hanging fruit. You know, we are a very conservative city. Our demand is really low compared to other cities in the Southwest. And so we're doing a really amazing job. But there's always like targets to look out for in the future. And we've got all of these tools that are going to be helping inform those decisions now. So we're going to be talking about it quite a bit. But we do have a meeting coming up on December 12th, and there's two different times. We'll be having a meeting in the morning at 9, and then a meeting in the evening at 6. And we've got our colleague Steve Schultz. He's a water resources analyst. Ooh. We'll just call him a guru, along with Jesse and that whole team. I mean, they're just really such, you know, smart guys. And they'll be presenting the stewards model to the public as a kickoff to some of this work that's going to be happening in the next year. You know, water conservation is taking on these tools. We're writing a new plan. We're aligning with long range you know, a long range water plan that looks out, you know, 100 years. And so there's just so much happening, but it seems, you know, like a lot, but we do really want the public to be involved in these meetings as we sort of show off some of these tools. And then once the public understands what we have available to us, I think maybe they can really help us figure out how we utilize those tools into decision making, you know, as part of the program. So
will the meeting on the 12th be at the GCC, or where is it going to be?
So the meeting on the 12th is going to be at the Convention Center.
Convention Center. Okay.
And you can learn more on our website, SaveWaterSantaFe.com, and we'll be talking about it on the radio. You should start to see ads coming out soon. But yeah, we're really excited to kick off sort of this public input portion of our program, you know, with the stewards model, and just kind of show off like what we can do, what we can learn, and, you know, what type of inputs are looked at. I mean, it's for modelers, I think you'll all be excited to come out, all our techies, you know, to come and learn about the tool. But even just for everybody else, I mean, just to understand sort of, you know, where we're headed now, and, you know, the technology that we now have available to us.
Ah, that's fabulous. Okay, December 12th, they're at the Convention Center, kicking off the stewards model. Steve Schultz, Jesse Roach, and you all, this is going to be a wonderful night.
Come on,
9 a.m., 6 p.m., so you have your choice. If you're a morning person, evening person, you can go to check it out.
Or go
to both.
Go to both, yeah, absolutely.
There you go. All right. Very cool. Well, love that. And yeah, you're always moving, improving the targets and goals to achieve. And I know here Bob is always kind of like moving our target to conserve less and less for each flush.
Yep.
We've got a very good target coming up this, not only Thanksgiving, but the other huge holiday right now is Black Friday.
Right.
And it's traditional that people lower their prices. So but we don't lower our rebates. So it's a great time to go out and get that 0.8 gallon per flush toilet to get the high water efficiency and energy efficient washing machine, things like that. Because the deals that are out on those days, plus the rebate that comes in, it's like getting Christmas early.
There you go. And last month I was talking with Bob about, like, I can't find a 0.8 gallon per flush toilet. I'm looking around, and I've visited different stores. I get an email from Bob. Here you go. Here's a link. And I'm like, man, what customer service. That's great.
Yeah, Bob is definitely really great at customer service. I mean, I would say you're very well known for that, Bob, across, you know, the water division in the city. You're always helping people out, and, you know, on our team, I really appreciate that, you know, all the work that you do to work with our customers and
well, it's in the job description, so I'm expected to do that. I mean, it's in writing. I better do it.
But we've gone from like 1 point whatever gallons per flush to 1 gallon per flush, now 0.8 gallon per, I mean, you know, it just gets better and better and better.
Yeah. And the technology gets better too. You know, back in the day when people were installing low flush toilets, and like, I remember my dad, he was like, this is wasting more water. I have to flush it 3 times. You know, I was like, oh no. Because I talked him into it, of course. You know, you need this toilet, Dad. But the technology is, so it's really come a long way now. I mean, you're and really saving water.
To demonstrate
water.
That, there's YouTube videos out there showing the work that went into developing a 0.8 toilet, how they measure it. You even get to watch them mash up this ball of oatmeal and put it in the toilet and flush it and see it go through. And it's amazing. Once you set a goal like that, and who knows what the next goal will be, the minds that go to work in figuring out how to do it and how to do it really well.
You know, idea and concept of taking advantage of Black Friday sales.
Yeah.
To years ago, we took advantage of that with new appliances. You know, we've been needing new appliances for a long, long time at the house anyway. And this, I don't know, this is a couple years ago. It was like 5 years ago. Time flies by. But, you know, there's we got some rebates because of high energy efficient appliances with the utility, with P&M. Yeah. But there's maybe opportunities to get like double rebates on different things, like for water and for utilities. So you, I'm glad you mentioned Black Friday.
And I just did that. I went through, I had to replace a couple of my appliances, a refrigerator and a dishwasher. I got a rebate on a refrigerator for $165. I got a $36 rebate on the dishwasher, plus I've got a rebate coming from P&M on the same thing. It's like, yeah. I can't believe you're just giving money away. I'm going to take advantage of it. But especially this time of year when all the competition is lowering the prices, getting you into the store.
Yeah.
So, and they're not expecting you to buy just one thing. They want you to buy a suite of things.
Right, for sure.
So,
well, why don't we take a quick break, and we'll be back more with Save Water Santa Fe with Christine Chavez and Mr. Bob Wood in just a moment. All right, we're back with Save Water Santa Fe with Christine Chavez and Mr. Bob Wood. All right.
So, yeah, Bob, we had kind of started off talking a little bit about the holidays and some of the things that our listeners could be thinking about. And certainly
taking advantage of, yeah.
Taking advantage of the Black Friday sales. What sort of other things did you have in mind?
Well, it's just all the services that we offer, the one I keep pushing. And you hear me say it every week, is Save Water Santa Fe has this wonderful app, Public Utilities does, at no charge, that you can go in and monitor your water usage. And the other great part about it is if you do have a leak and accidents happen, you know, pipe breaks, things like that. But the Ion Water app has been so helpful to so many of our customers. I get calls every day on, they're anxious. I've got a leak of 0.06 gallons per hour. What do I do? And I go, I don't know. I can't even find something that small. But we also have other line breaks that pop up 300 to 400 gallons per hour. And being able to monitor that and get notifications on that, find out what you're doing, and be able to fix the problem before it becomes a massive money pit type of thing. And I've gotten many compliments just on the fact that we offer this, that it's free of charge. You don't get calls from us to sell you anything. It's not like that. And it gets me that so far, or as of yesterday, we're still at only 21% of all of our customers have downloaded this. And I've been working hard with property managers. A lot of them are excited about it because they're able to get in and see the water usage of all the properties they're monitoring, take care of problems before they come in, before the residents even know they've got a problem, and schedule things like that. And it's just so amazing. I feel it ought to be mandatory.
Well, it's a great tool to have, in particular during the winter. I mean, I guess any time of the year. But, I mean, if you have a break somewhere, you're going to want to know about it ASAP. I mean, this way you can, like, get it fixed, obviously. I mean, the obvious points, saving money and on water, but potentially construction. You don't want to have to do reconstruction on anything because you're sharing that one time there was a line that broke underneath the garage floor and that example, and people had to what use that example one more time, if you can. Remind me.
What, of the garage?
Yeah.
Well, it was somebody that had, they got a notification of a water leak. I believe it started about 125 gallons an hour. But leaks never get better. They always get worse. And so they had a plumber come out, just their regular plumber. He looked all over and said, no, it's impossible. The meter must be wrong because he couldn't find any water use anywhere. And so I talked to the gentleman and explained to him the way to isolate the house from the interior versus the outside with just one valve. And he was able to take it down. And it was determined that the water line break was between the meter and the house, which meant it was underground, which is always hard to find. And so they called out a leak detection company who was able to go in with basically a large stethoscope and monitor the location till they found the point where the leak was, which was directly in the middle of the garage floor, which involved quite a bit of work. But I believe they got a lot of it covered by the insurance company. I'm not sure. I know the public utility, we offer a insurance type of thing for that. But the customer, in my mind, I would have been so upset because, you know, there goes my garage. I got to tear all this up, pour new concrete and everything else. He was so thankful because if that leak had gone on and on and on, he would have had settling in the house. And he may have damaged the house in the long run. So he was grateful on the amount of money he was able to save. So it's always a different situation.
Yeah. That's the moral of the story right there. Get to it as soon as you can. So that Ion Water app is awesome.
And it's another tool, really. I mean, you know, along with all our technology, you know, it's been 8 years now, we transitioned to AMI meters, which is advanced metering infrastructure. So it's a real-time readings that we get, and it's linked to the Ion Water app. And so, yeah, that's just a whole other piece of technology that this program didn't have, you know, before we got that metering infrastructure. But just to go along with what Bob was saying, you know, if you didn't have Ion Water and if you didn't get that alert within 24 hours of something occurring, you would know about it when you got your bill. You know, you would get your bill and it would be much higher, and then you would start to investigate. And people think that leaks surface and that you see puddles of water, but leaks actually, water will, it's gravity, you know, it will go down into the soil profile. You may not even ever see it. So while it's causing damage and causing all of these other issues, you would not know. And so this app gives you a 24-hour alert, you know, on something unusual happening. If you're looking at it every day, that's great. If not, then you can set an alert and it will notify you. You know, you have continuous flow on your property. Please investigate. And, you know, like Bob said, it can save you lots of money, lots of time, it can be a really big issue. We've heard terrible stories about people having leaks.
So sometimes I hear the good stories, and especially when I'm on the phone with a customer and I call them, I say, you know, well, your leak seems to have started about 10:30 in the morning, and it's about 70 or 80 gallons per hour, and he goes, no, I've looked everywhere. I can't find it. That's, you know, I just can't find the leak. I said, okay, well, all I can do, I can only read the meter. So it started at this specific time. He said, I know, I was here. And he says, and I'm walking around now and I can't find, oh my God. And you hear that realization, and it was something so simple that he turned on a hose to water a tree, went in to take a nap, and 3 days later.
No, my goodness.
Well, and it happens more often than a lot of people think.
The advanced metering, it's happening anyway. The investment was made. It's in people's meters in the city, and it's already calculating, and it's already doing all that figuring out. And the only thing people have to do is get that Ion Water app so they get the detection, because it's already happening. It's already, the technology is already, people don't have to pay for anything. The investment was already there, right?
Yep.
So, you know, it's if you live in the city, folks, your meter has this technology already that's already calculating and doing all this stuff. You just need to download this app, and provisioning it takes no time, right? You just put your account number.
Well, it takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
But signing up for the app takes maybe a minute.
Yeah.
At the most.
Yeah.
But identifying the leak alert, things like that, is also important. But it's just the knowledge of knowing you're having it there. And I even had one customer sit there and say, well, I would have downloaded this earlier if I thought it was worth it, but it's free, so it can't be worth much. Mm-hmm. So maybe we should charge a dollar.
Well, I would say out of the 20% of customers that we have signed up for Ion Water, I would say probably 15% of those had a leak and found out about the app afterwards.
Right.
You know, so definitely be proactive. I think Bob was talking about New Year's resolutions and things do different. And just being proactive about how you're using water, you know, having that tool to help identify any issues that you might have. I mean, you have a big investment in your home, in your landscape, wherever it is. And so to protect that, it's just really simple to sign up for Ion Water. So you can learn more about that. Sign up on SaveWaterSantaFe.com. You can call our office directly and we can help you through it.
We give you directions on how to download it, how to set up your leak alert. All the videos are on right there on the website. It only takes a few minutes.
Yeah. And they're even narrated by, is it Morgan Freeman?
No.
Sounds like Morgan
That's
Freeman.
That's a good idea.
Bob Wood. You can hear Bob's voice on some of the videos. All right, cool.
Well, I didn't say that was a treat.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you for what you guys do. And again, great stuff. Anything else we want to share with folks before we finish this morning?
I'm just want to give a shout out to Bob. That I have him here in person. I give him shout outs all the time, but Bob does a really great job in our office. He covers lots of ground on the customer service end, helps out really everybody over there on San Mateo. And so, just so grateful for all that you do, Bob. I think you do a great job and you do it with a smile on your face and you're really happy about it. And, just thanks for everything you do.
Well, I just got to say I'm grateful for the customers I get to talk to on a regular basis, daily, whether they call me or I call them sort of thing. It's good to work with the public and get a positive reaction. So many times in customer service, you know, somebody like up at our front desk, a utility, they're dealing with the bills. Nobody wants to talk about how much money they owe. As to where I deal with just water, I don't have to deal with the money, so customers are happy to, hopefully, happy to have me call and give me reports back, things like that. I've even got a few now that call me by my first name.
DJ Prank?
DJ.
All right. So, speaking of which, it is that time. It is the now, for the moment, for DJ Prime to enter into the room. All right. DJ Prime is here. DJ Prime?
Good morning, good morning, morning.
Boo, 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 boo. Okay, DJ Prime.
What? Gosh. You guys.
Love it, right? What, DJ Prime, what song are we going to?
Well, we have a great song out by the Spinners, and I'm sure everybody remembers them, at least by name. They didn't have too many top of the charts, but they had one that worked within a movie, and it's called The Rubber Band Man.
And why did DJ Prime pick this song?
Because it's uplifting. It's a beat. I mean, I love to see people shaking their heads at the stoplight while they're in their car and going through. It's great music.
All right. DJ Prime, The Rubber Band Man with the Spinners.